Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves play Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3 versus Iowa. In what may be a future playoff matchup, tickets start at $11.
Continue to get younger. We need to continue to add to this roster, and we need to continue to put ourselves in a position where we can take advantage of opportunities when they come. Okay. And I think, you know, when you talked to John earlier, he made the point, we added some veterans, but we didn't add any long-term salary. So we keep ourselves in a position where there is some flexibility and we can continue to add pieces, which was one of the things we did today.
There you go. That's Gar Forman, general manager of your Chicago Bulls. Pretty clear. You want to add pieces to the roster. You want to get younger and you want to stay flexible to take advantage of opportunities. That's it. The Bulls, they start to play again after the All-Star break here tonight as they host Phoenix at 7 o'clock. Bobby Portis, he'll start. Elsewhere in the NBA, the 76ers announced rookie Ben Simmons won't play the season. Also tonight, if you're interested, a couple other games. Celtics play at Toronto, and the Clippers host the Spurs in a late one. In hockey, the Blackhawks acquire Tomáš Jurko from the Detroit Red Wings in exchange for a third-round pick in the 2017 draft. It's an off day today and tomorrow with the Blues in town on Sunday, and hopefully the St. Louis team doesn't give the Blackhawks the blues. MLB Cubs Open Cactus League play tomorrow. Rob Zestrizny and Mike Montgomery will start in split squad games. Pedro Strop, he agreed to a contract extension through 2018 with a club option for 2019. Also tomorrow, the White Sox take on the Dodgers. Carson Fulmer versus Clayton Kershaw. And PGA play, the Honda Classic. Ryan Palmer, he's your leader in the clubhouse at 9-under. Fired a second round 65 today. Ricky Fowler is one off the lead after a 66. Wesley Bryan is also 8-under. He was 2-under today through 15. Now, this scoreboard update is brought to you by Four Eyes. Four Eyes. There it is. The Chicago Steel take the ice on Friday and Saturday nights at the Fox Valley Ice Arena in Geneva. Affordable family fun entertainment starting at $10. Visit ChicagoSteelHockeyTeam.com for tickets. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Lady Jane's, now open in Darien.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
There's very few guys who you build around, okay? This is a team game. You build with players. We are building with Jimmy right now.
No organization is the same. So everybody operates differently. Everybody got different personnel, different players. And I don't care if anybody wants to build around me. Just win. At the end of the day, when you win, everything's fine. You're built around. You're not built around. Everybody's happy. All of that's just background noise. I just want to win at all costs.
How was your day yesterday with all the talk with Boston and all the rumors and the fact that you weren't moved, but at the same time they didn't close the door that you still could be moved this summer? That you know.
I had a great day yesterday. Great practice. Great dinner. Oh, it was big time.
Okay, but really did you think you could be moved yesterday?
I mean, you can always be moved. And come on, I'm just here. Came in. I practiced really well. I enjoyed my break, so I'm in high spirits right now.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Shout out to Joe Cowley. Get down to business. I'm not here to mess around with you. I probably don't want to be here at this practice.
Ask the questions,
anyway.
Get it done, get what you need, and get out of there, right? I just got a very helpful putting lesson during the break.
Did you?
Yep.
This is the golf show. It's the right place to get it.
Yep, and PGA professional Eric Aldrich gave me a couple of tips. There were three. The first one I hit, bad, and he saw something, said, get your hands through the ball a little bit more. So he looked at my stance. Second one was a little bit better. And then he said, stop being a piss. he said, stand up a little bit taller. Because he said, I set up and he said, let me see the putting stroke, your stance, because you have a little Jack Nicklaus in you. And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" Because by crouching down like that, you know, sort of bending knees with a deep squat, so you had to stand up a little bit more. And third one was center cut right in.
Look
just
at
gave
you.
Me a couple of putting
about.
Thoughts. Yeah, yeah. And yeah. There's an offer here from no less a guy than frequent emailer Rudy, who says, "Jason, open invite to come out and golf with me."
Okay.
Grand opening, grand closing, none of the nonsense. We're done in 20 minutes. He says, and I have the magic wedge.
Yeah?
It's called taking the ball and tossing it out of the sand trap.
There it is.
Yep. And he also asks, between the three of us, was there something in Terry's contract when he got to keep all the good callers when he left?
Man.
And he also adds that, ironically, the plot of The Matrix 4... based upon multiple Barry Rosners, who finally finds the Oracle and it's Ed Farmer and he's fine.
No, it's the old sports reporter.
No, but good for Joe Cowley for asking those questions. Yeah. But man, my problem with Jimmy is I never know if he believes what he's saying or not. I don't know if he means
like
it.
You're describing a certain kind of person.
Or if he's saying what he thinks he's supposed to say because this is what a star player says, right?
Well, Jimmy has that coy, smarter than you kind of feel to him anyway. So you never know when Jimmy's playing the game, when Jimmy's being serious. He goes from, I just, you know, want to win with the Derrick Rose to, oh, man, I had a great dinner last night. So, you know, you can have levity. You can be serious at times, but... I don't care what he says anymore, to be honest with you. He's turned himself into a terrific player, but he's just good enough that if he's your best player, you're probably not going to win a whole bunch.
All right, listen to this again. Tanny, if you want to just re-rack that stuff, and tell me if you think that this is coming from a real place.
How was your day yesterday with all the talk with Boston and all the rumors and the fact that you weren't moved? But at the same time, they didn't close the door that you still could be moved this summer. That you know.
I had a great day yesterday. Great practice. Great dinner. Oh, it was big time.
Okay, but really were you? Dinner. Did you think you could be moved yesterday?
I mean, you can always be moved. And come on, I'm just here. Came in. I practiced really well. I enjoyed my break, so I'm in high spirits right now. No organization is the same. So everybody operates differently. Everybody got different personnel, different players. And I don't care if anybody wants to build around me. Just win. At the end of the day, when you win, everything's fine. You're built around. You're not built around. Everybody's happy. All of that's just background noise. I just want to win at all costs.
Yeah, but he does want people to build around him because he did the whole I'm a star thing. He's doing the whole I might be a lead guard like James Harden thing. He's the one that can't wait to tell you how much he's doing in the offseason, and it has paid off to his credit. But he does fashion himself a star, and yes. Stars do want to be built around. Yep. So it's kind of how you felt about Drake a couple of years ago, where I had you listen to a few songs, and you're like, you know, if the guy wants to be the best, stop mincing around and say you're the best and get it over with.
Quit crying.
Yeah. Stop being the emo dude that you are and play and rap. It's kind of like that Jimmy Butler thing.
Yeah, the Drake stuff. I thought this is a really talented guy who's got the kind of inner conflict I'm not interested in.
Right. Right, just if you're that dude,
look,
say you're that dude, keep it moving.
Rakim, just you know, a Magnum is a microphone murdering MCs.
Well, come on,
okay.
You're talking about the god right now.
But follow the leader.
Jimmy Butler is a guy who says all those things, acts like all those things, and then when you ask him, do you want to be built around? Because if you get that on the record, if you say you damn right, I do want to be. You know, the foundation of a championship team. Then that puts a different weight on your shoulders that I don't know if he's ready for.
Yeah, you're articulating what I say about some of the stuff from Jimmy, where it's everything sometimes sounds like he's run it through a workshop in his mind, or he's saying, like, well, how would D. Wade answer this? You know, what's the right, you know? Come
on. I wish the best for Jimmy, and I hope that he is successful, because if he's successful, that means Bulls fans are happy. But I just... The playing around with it and the coy nature of and then the forceful nature of in which the front office talks to you is like you're getting a bunch of mixed messages, and in the end the results are a 500 team. The results are a team that at best is a fourth or fifth seed, at worst is a team that's going to get the seventh or eighth or ninth pick in the draft. You're in that weird realm of I don't even trust you to find that gem with the seventh or eighth pick. If this was
I don't trust Gar.
Yeah, if this was Jerry West or somebody who I'm like, yo, he understands that the top three are the coveted pieces, but he's got a guy stashed in the back of his head that he won't talk about, that he will pick at 7, 8, or 9 that will be your star for years to come. If I trusted that, then I'd feel better about the situation. You know, they got you coming and going. And
yeah, ever since Gar Foreman has had the draft say.
When
he was named general manager, and he's drafting four-year guys from major programs who he just likes for some reason. I don't have that level of trust. I really don't. I don't, and I'm not going to until proven otherwise, because too many of his draft picks blow.
And now,
I mean, just aren't good at all.
Yeah. I mean, you got a guy in Bobby Portis who was in Hoffman Estates who is now going to be your starting power forward on... Say what you will, a playoff team. They're a playoff team right now. And Bobby Portis is going to be your starting power forward. And Denzel Valentine is going to get more minutes. You know what? If you wanted to play Denzel Valentine more, there was plenty of opportunity to do so. If you don't like Doug McDermott, if you don't like Nikola Mirotic, you sit him on the bench. And you put the guy, the big-time college program, college player of the year in his conference, you put his ass in the game and you say, go ahead and make your mistakes. If Taj told us that Fred is the guy that allows you to make mistakes and then go back to the lab and get your life together, well, if that's been happening for the last 2 years and the players still suck, what are you saying? What are you telling me about your raw materials?
The Bulls are doling out numbers, and apparently as the tweets come in from the various beat reporters, Anthony Morrow is going to have his number one. Michael Carter-Williams gave it back to him. Cameron Payne is going to be 22, and you knew that Joffrey Laverne was 77. Now, as Cody Westerlund notes, it's time for Know Your Bulls with Jason Goff. He is the first Bull to wear 77 since whom? Only two in Bulls history have worn number 77.
Vlad Rad?
Nice!
That's the only guy I've ever known to wear 77 outside of Joffrey Laverne. My man, Vladimir.
Also on my list of least favorite NBA players. What did Phil Jackson call him?
Vlad Rad and
Space Cadet?
Yeah, well, he is. He's like basketball Gavin. Gavin Floyd.
Vlad Rad had no concept ever of score or situation.
One of the greatest ever hairstyles in NBA history, though, when he had the rubber bands, the red, the neon red and neon green rubber bands in his hair when he had the twisties going on. Vlad Rad was enjoying his time in L.A. the same way Sasha Vujacic was. That was bad times, too. That was like the bad Smush Parker era of L.A. Lakers basketball. Yeah, Vlad Rad. That's the only 77 I know of, though. outside of Joffrey, King Joffrey Joffer Laverne.
Joffrey Laverne.
Did you hear earlier on the Spiegel and Parkin show what? Where Danny had never seen Laverne and Shirley, so he didn't get the Hello Laverne reference, and Spiegs doesn't watch Spiegs doesn't watch Game of Thrones, so he didn't get the King Joffrey reference. It was quite cute that they were going back and forth in terms of genres.
There's
and
no
eras.
Reason to watch Laverne and Shirley.
I don't think I've ever watched it either. Rick Camp hasn't watched it either.
You're not missing anything.
No. Mary Tyler Moore, was that around the same era?
Mary Tyler Moore was a little earlier, but yeah, earlier.
At least Mary Tyler Moore was funny.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and significant because of what it portrayed about a woman in the workplace.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. But I never watched any of those shows, man.
Like Happy Days.
Actually, Happy Days came on shortly before my like noon or 1 o'clock nap over my grandmother's house during the summers. So I'd watch like Happy Days, The Munsters, I Love Lucy, and then have to take a nap.
Yeah, when I was little, I was like in first grade, I had a Fonzie thing and wanted a leather jacket and a motorcycle.
Of course, everybody wanted to be Fonzie. Kidding me? He was the dude, Henry Winkler. You know,
it's just
he'd
weird,
bump his
though.
Pelvis against a right, jukebox but he was, and get the song.
He was supposed to be like this, but in retrospect, yeah. Though, that he was sort of like this cool, tough, countercultural, Italian ruffian, and he's like this nerdy Jewish guy.
Well,
he wasn't,
ladies and gentlemen.
But I'm just saying
it's
that
been
maybe
beneficial
maybe
for you.
Yeah, but as far as the character, it doesn't work with the character.
I got you.
Really, you know?
Yeah, I got you.
At least the whole Ron Howard Richie Cunningham thing was just wheelhouse for him because that was it's Opie and then he's Richie Cunningham.
The cook always weirded me out.
Which
the chef?
Pat Morita.
Happy Days. No.
That's
was it Pat Morita? No, there was another guy.
Al Molinaro?
Yeah. He always.
He's the Encore commercials.
Yeah. He always kind of gave me a.
Oh,
weird,
God,
weird
old avuncular Al?
I'm just saying, man.
But maybe lifting the apron up?
What do you think of this?
Yeah,
because Arnold was Mr. Miyagi. Put his hands together and all good.
I didn't really dig those days in terms of television shows.
Okay, because for some people, those days weren't particularly happy.
Yeah, that's when America was great. Right? Back then, in Wisconsin, in the late 70s, was it
the 50s?
50s? That was set in the 50s. Wow. See, I'm there's a lot of blind spots that I have with television shows, man. Like I didn't watch MASH. You know, it wasn't my jam. You know, my grandfather used to watch MASH. As soon as I saw that on the television, I'd leave because I didn't want to hang out with him or watch MASH. So, you know, you killed two birds with one stone. Shout out to my grandfather. Can't believe I just threw granddad under the bus like that. Shout out to the big cheese. My God. You know, last night was the Children's Oncology event. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, I had a good time. I got home. I watched no sports. I got home around
it was 10, 15, right?
I was donezo. I was going to watch Cavs-Knicks, and I saw the highlight of LeBron pinning Courtney Lee's shot. I'm like, all right, I've seen everything I need to see from this game. I didn't get a chance to watch Patrick Kane's hat trick this morning. I was gonna watch the Yotes and the Blackhawks. Didn't watch that.
And you just didn't.
Yeah, didn't watch that.
That happens.
Yeah, you know, a little blind spot last night.
Yeah, it was just funny. But like I mentioned, the tournament was unbelievable. The turnout was unbelievable. We had the full house of players, full house of spectators, fantastic food, and we even to have a celebrity bounty make the final table wasn't knocked out. I don't know if it was fourth or fifth, but shout out to Randy Flagler, too, for representing and staying late on a school night where he had to go work. And some of his other compatriots who were planning on being bounties, they had a late call and had to shoot a couple scenes and make it over, but they tweeted out a bunch of stuff. But our winner is a guy named Nick Erlenbaugh, who is going to be going to the World Series of Poker main event. It got dramatic at the end.
Yeah.
There was stuff going on, you know, and the...
I would hope so.
The high roller tables. Yeah, the high roller guys, those two winners finished second and fourth. So that's it's a good advertisement for buying that high roller spot. Johnny Pizza was a high roller. Steve Berger.
Oh, yeah, I did see Berger in there for a little bit. Yeah. His hair color changes, like, sporadically. Like, he'll be a redhead at certain times when I see him, and then he's got the dark going. He's He's got a different kind of vibe every time I see him. That Steve Berg. I don't know if he's running from the police or what. But every time I see
if
him,
if he's not, he should start.
Right, exactly. Just start taking off anytime he sees the police.
Just as a matter of habit.
Speaking of the police, Shaq, this Shaquille O'Neal and JaVale McGee thing,
what now?
Has taken another turn where Kevin Durant has weighed in, and this is something Kevin probably should stay out of. But Kevin Durant, I guess, said something to the effect that
why engage?
Shaq was just bigger than everyone else. He wasn't that talented.
He works extremely hard. He's coming here and doing so much for us as a player. He only wants to be respected just like anybody else. And I understand that Shaq works for a company that wants him to do that type of stuff and make fun of players. It was cool and funny, but when you just keep doing it time and time and time again for no reason, and then a guy actually disagrees with you and you threaten him, I ain't no cops. I couldn't threaten civilians like that. So, it's definitely childish. But, that's what they want from these stars and these retired players is to, feud with the guy that's playing now and make arguments and disagreements. But if I was JaVale, I'd feel the same way as Childish.
Oh! All right, Kevin Durant. I think he hit on some of the points that we hit on, where after a while, you're just bullying a dude. You need to move on to a new subject. But JaVale took it to the streets on Twitter.
And you'll love this. This I'm seeing in the Twitter feed of Comcast Sportsnet's Mark Strotman. Cameron Payne will not make his Bulls debut tonight because he's sick.
Of playing basketball for the Bulls.
Already sick of being a Bull.
Well, what are you going to do? if you're selling me campaign and him not being there tonight, and that's the reason why I don't watch Bulls basketball, all right.
Yeah, but you don't. We're going to do It's On in just a little bit, but because it's Friday, you wouldn't be watching anyway because you're weird on Fridays.
No, I'm not weird on Friday. I just like to hang out with my family a little bit more. I like to engage the kid.
Engage the kid? All it does is cry and spit.
Well, I can look him in his eyes when he's doing that. There's nothing like that stare down when a two-month-old is pooping. And you're looking at him like, is it going well? Are you good? Are those grunts productive?
You want a magazine?
Yes, exactly. I could talk to the lady a little bit more tonight. Tomorrow we got baseball right here on the Score. That's actually one of my It's On things.
I'm so psyched I got out of the late hockey practice pickup.
Well, who's going to do that?
Beth's going to do it because she's going to be out anyway. She and Zoe are going to, see a movie or something.
Yeah, maybe see Get Out.
I want to see that. It looks great.
Do you really?
Yes. It's getting phenomenal reviews.
No thanks.
Really?
I'm good.
It's Jordan Peele, right?
Yes.
Jordan Peele directed it.
Yes, it is.
It's really getting well reviewed.
I'm sure it is. That'll be one that I'll stay away from.
Okay.
I'm good. Yeah.
But the hockey practice that ends at 9:30, and then they take forever in the locker
room. To get undressed.
And it's always my kid. Always.
Well, you got a diva on your hands.
Well, no, they flip bottles and they get the snow off their skates and flick it at each other and try to get it. It's all that locker room grab ass stuff. And I know that's why they like it. And after a while, you miss
it's
that.
A chance to do that.
That's the kind of thing that they miss later on in life. But it just, I think he actually likes hanging out in the locker room and just messing around with teammates more than actually
being a dude
playing.
You're messing around with his guys because he can't come home and. You're like, hey, Zoe, look at this. You know what I'm saying? Right, you can't do that.
That's what summer camp is for. You have months of that.
Yeah?
That's all you do at summer camp. You're in the same cabin with the same eight guys for weeks.
Really? Just showing off each other's lassos?
What do you think you're doing?
Yeah.
And nobody cares, and there's no girls.
Okay.
It's all boys.
For a whole summer.
Whole summer.
Yeah. It's a tough go.
The best.
Yeah?
Oh.
But then when you get released back into the wild, then what?
No, you reach into like normal civilization. Yeah. You got everyone's like, oh, I have to shower.
I got to brush my teeth.
Right. Yeah, they hate it. I used to hate it, too. It would always take me a couple weeks after I got home. Because I went for 8 weeks. So I would come home and need some readjustment time. Like, man.
I got sent to Belize for 2 months every summer.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like exile?
Yeah, pretty much. From age 5 to age 16 every summer. I would spend in Belize for 2 months, and then You know, I wouldn't die. Things would, creepy crawlies would be all over me. I'd get stung by bees and mosquitoes and all those things. And then I'd come back home and have to reacclimate myself to this city living, this highfalutin city living. I didn't have a camp experience.
In the city you were boys, in the woods you were men. That's the
is that what it
that's
is?
The slogan. That's our camp slogan.
And at night we are all girls.
And we're occasionally very pretty.
Yeah. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. We're out here at the Chicago Golf Show. Hey, $5 to get in today, wow. 11 for the weekend. And it's the Hall of Fame weekend as well, because Tim Rock Raines will be here tomorrow, and Ryan Sandberg will be here on Sunday.
You ever seen him swing a club?
No.
That's a professional athlete.
Yeah.
And I've not seen Raines hit a ball, but Ryan Sandberg is, I mean,
yeah,
professional athletes are professional athletes.
Of course,
athletes,
they do everything well.
Yep.
So Ryan will be here on Sunday, Rock Raines tomorrow, only $11 to come on out here to the boat show.
It's not the boat show.
I'm sorry, it's the golf show.
It's not the pants show.
No, it isn't.
There are pants, however.
Is it the propane show?
There is propane as well.
Mm-hmm.
And a perfume vendor.
There it is.
Selling brand name perfumes.
I might really go over there.
I figured it's like if you spent too much money here, you got to bring the lady something on the way home.
Right.
By the way.
Right. I got you this.
Saw this and thought of
you. Check out all these pants I got. We'll do It's On in a moment on the score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the score.
Kyle Hendricks.
You know, when I'm out on the mound, in between the lines, you know, you're competing. It's between you and the hitter. That's what it's all about. It's a confrontation with the hitter every single time somebody gets in that box, and that's how you have to look at it.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Kidde, worry-free smoke, and CO Alarms. The Boston Celtics chose to stand pat. And while some can easily be critical of the Celtics not moving mountains to get Paul George, ask yourself this. Isaiah Thomas, tremendous player. Paul George, tremendous scorer. And, of course, Al Horford, a very good, well-rounded, interior-exterior big guy. Would that make the Celtics better than the Cavs? The answer is quite obviously no. Danny Ainge did what was prudent. He stayed pat, which makes them a great chase horse in the race for the East. And if Cleveland is to suffer any more injuries down the stretch, or if LeBron James starts to fade because of age, they still have those assets to make a move in the future. I agree with what the Celtics did, because a move for Paul George would make them at the level of the Cavs. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide-and-seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in.
Let's go.
Hunted. New episode, CBS Wednesday. CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son? Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
From yours phone system.
Hi there, it's Matt Abaticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
And right now is a great opportunity for you, my friends, to save yourself lots of money on a brand new mattress at Mattress Firm's President's Day sale.
Right now through Sunday, you save up to $500 store-wide on the best brands. We're talking about Stearns & Foster, Serta, and Tempur-Pedic. Through Sunday, you can save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. And you could save up to $300 on select Tempur-Pedic mattresses before prices go up on February 28th.
Yeah, they do have queen sets for as low as $179.99. That means there's something there for every budget. Maybe you thought one of the Tempur-Pedic mattresses with the adjustable base was out of your budget. Well, you can sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years. So something that might have been out of your budget might very well be in your budget now.
It is not difficult, and I was concerned when I went in to pick out a mattress that I wasn't going to really understand the technology or know what I would do, the terminology. they've got it down so it's color coded and it's the far as firmness and size and price point, it really is easy, and they give you all kinds of attention and answer every question. So if you're worried about the process, that should be the least of your worries. Just go to the mattress firm near you, ask good questions, get good answers.
Yeah, because it is a very simple process, and the beauty is you don't need to know anything except what you like. They know all the technology. They know all the features. They know the mattresses. You just have to know what you like sleeping on. It's pretty simple. So go to mattressfirm.com. You find the location nearest to you. Get in there and take advantage of the President's Day sale. Get yourself a new mattress. Save yourself some money. Take advantage of this time before the sale does run out. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep. Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store. And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police work's like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
You're not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
On the test, nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide and seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in, move in.
Let's go.
Hunted. New episode, CBS Wednesday.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abatacola. The Wolves play Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3 versus Iowa in what may be a future playoff matchup. Tickets start at $11. The Bulls are back in action tonight as they host Phoenix at 7. Bobby Portis will start. Elsewhere in the NBA, the 76ers have announced rookie Ben Simmons won't play this season. Also tonight, the Celtics play at Toronto and the Clippers host the Spurs in a late one. In hockey, the Blackhawks acquired forward Tomáš Jurko from the Detroit Red Wings in exchange for a third-round pick in the 2017 draft. It's an off day today and tomorrow with the Blues in town on Sunday. Major League Baseball, Cubs open Cactus League play tomorrow. Rob Zestrizny, Mike Montgomery will start in split squad games. Pedro Strop has agreed to terms on a contract extension through 2018 with a team option for 2019. Also tomorrow, the White Sox take on the Dodgers, Carson Fulmer versus Clayton Kershaw. And PGA, it's the Honda Classic, Ryan Palmer. He's in the clubhouse at 9-under after firing a second-round 65. Ricky Fowler is one off the lead after a 66 today. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Eon Dental Implants. Choose Eon Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. Now at CC's, take your taste buds on a ride with three new pizzas. Kansas City Pulled Pork Barbecue, Santa Fe Chicken, and the Philly Cheesesteak. All three part of the Unlimited Buffet for just $5 and change. Available for a limited time. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Ace Hardware. Get a 200-count Scott Rags in a box at Ace Hardware for just $6.99 after $3 instant savings with your Ace Rewards card. Only at Ace, the helpful place. Must be an Ace Rewards member to receive instant savings. Offer valid through February 28th. See participating stores for details.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. Ooh,
it's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Yeah, tonight, if you want to do the Suns Bulls thing, that's right there for you if you're itching for
basketball. Don't judge me.
I know that's what
don't
you're on.
Don't judge me.
I'm more focused on tomorrow, because tomorrow you'll have baseball in the air right here on 670 The Score at 2:05.
How about that?
Cubs-Giants, by the way. Also, if you want to watch some... future
Sunday, boys. Round. Sunday for Cubbies Giants.
Sunday, I'm sorry. Sunday Cubs Giants. But if you want to watch some future first round picks on Saturday, UCLA Arizona guys who probably won't be Bulls because the Bulls don't want to pull trigger.
Yeah, that Lauri Markkanen is getting a lot of
yes,
pub.
Yes, he is. And Lonzo Ball and TJ Leaf for the UCLA Bruins. So there's some basketball out there for you. And of course, baseball is back in the air. I saw the noon first pitch today for. The Phillies and the New York Yankees today. Matt Holliday and the boys. I gotta get used to guys in new places. I gotta brush up on my spring training previews of these teams. But yeah, there's stuff out there for you this weekend.
If you don't want to watch the Suns and the Bulls, but you want basketball, you've got Mavericks and T-Wolves at 7. You then have Spurs and Clippers at 9:30. That is an attractive late
Clippers
game.
Last night. 50 points dropped on them by the Golden State Warriors in that third quarter, I believe. 50.
They can do that.
Yep.
Something else for you, a little outside-the-box thinking. I know you don't usually watch non-Blackhawks hockey, but NHL Network, Oilers, Capitals.
Okay.
If for no other reason, just to get an opportunity to watch, to see if the Connor McDavid line is up against the Ovechkin line, and you could have two of the most dynamic players in the league skating against each other. Might be worth it for a shift or two, might just as a flip over. I'm not saying you have to care deeply about it, but if you want to watch some guys
premium
who are
talent.
Really, really good at what they do, like we say, when we watch sports, we like to get opportunities to watch the best, and those are two of the best.
All right, fellas, what you got tonight or this weekend?
I thought that was first hour stuff, Jason. Some flashbacks for us with the Connor McDavid talk there.
Yeah, right.
Going
start
on.
The show with that.
I will be on with Joe Ostrowski tonight, so I will not be watching a whole heck of a lot of anything, unfortunately.
Joe Ostrowski. That's what's
right. I'll be watching his reaction to whatever game or games he bet on, so I'll be checking that out.
All right, Tanny.
My eyes are on Sunday. I talked about it last Friday, HBO's new show, Crashing. Episode 1 was great with Artie Lang, so I'm looking forward to episode 2 featuring TJ Miller of Silicon Valley and Deadpool. So one of the good new shows is HBO's Crashing, 8:30 Sunday night. All or right. You can watch it now if you're going to watch the Oscars. You can stream it now.
Oh, yeah, the Oscars are this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh. That's
Hell or High Water, picking up steam.
No, it's not. I mean, I think nominations for Hell or High Water are going to suffice. I think they should be pleased that a movie like this, sort of a quiet little movie like that, did that well. But it's right now, it's all about La La Land.
Yeah.
I think Casey Affleck is going to win for Manchester by the Sea. I hope Viola Davis wins Supporting Actor, because I don't know what you have to do. If that doesn't win an award, I don't know what does.
Yeah.
If that performance, I mean, because she was just unbelievable.
Terrific. Yeah. I didn't see La La Land. I don't like musicals.
Then you won't like La La Land.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are going to be like, what's wrong with
you? It's an homage to multiple classic musicals. There's stuff right out of Sweet Charity and Singing in the Rain. And
yeah.
Yeah, there's all kinds of nods to the great musicals of the 1950s.
Maybe I'll watch Arrival or some of the things that I missed so I can get boned up on the info for the weekend. I need to watch Arrival. I saw Hidden Figures. I saw Fences. I didn't see Hell or High Water. I didn't see, was it Hacksaw Ridge?
See Hell or High Water.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. See, that'll be what's on tonight then. I'll fire it up and watch that tonight.
It's great.
Is it?
It's great. I told you that when the
last time you told me something was great, I had a little Korean lady.
It's great, Jason.
Yeah, all right, screaming at me about taking off my shoes and cooking some barbecue.
When the credits rolled, I looked at my wife and I just said, I loved that movie.
All right.
It was just, there's so much in there. There's some.
Hell or High Water.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm on it tonight then.
Yeah. I love movies that don't tell me who the good guy or bad guy is.
Great. All right. Sounds good. There it is. It's on right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. We're live out here at the Chicago Golf Show. And
why don't you take a putting lesson?
Burnsy's, yeah, because I'm not good at it, and I don't want to embarrass
myself.
But
that's why you take a lesson. The first two I hit were little dribblers. I barely made contact with. It's like, oh, okay. And he revamped my putting stroke, and I drained the third one.
I want to get out there and be bad on the stage. I don't want to practice. I don't need rehearsal for being
now
bad.
Now you're just full of crap.
I want to get out there on the stage. I want to get out there on somebody's, you know, $150 per round course and hack it up. That's what I want to do.
Why
Mr.
would anybody
Man.
Want to do that?
Because I'm stupid.
Okay.
And I like doing stupid things, and I'm going to enjoy myself stupidly on somebody's golf course. I already got five men who have offered their services as being my golf coach.
I have five of men.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
I got, and Mr. Jack Halpin from St. Viator High School, I will not forget the offer that you gave me today. I will take you up on some golf lessons. My guy Barry Rosner has been trying to, you know, get me right on that game for a while now, so... Maybe I'll take up Mr. Jack Halpin and get my life right this summer. Stay away from the
630 says, Jason, don't watch Arrival.
Why not?
Watch Paint Dry instead.
Okay. Well, why not? Isn't it up for Best Picture, too?
Every movie's up for Best Picture.
I know, but, you know, you figure they narrow it down to the best six or seven.
Right? La La Land's going to win. Based on what everybody's saying.
Just book it.
Yeah.
All right. Not your Manchester by the Sea?
Hell no.
All right, well, I'll watch, what is it, Hell or High Water tonight.
You will love it.
And I'll tweet out one word afterwards. You know, I'll just scream
why
out
why
one
so
word.
Why be so cryptic?
Cheese! Pudding!
Hibachi!
Right, exactly. That'll happen tonight. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. You listen to 670 The Score.
Cubs and Sox fans, The Score's baseball expert Bruce Levine is live on air and online from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox camps.
Maddon's theory is that when hitters are up there, they're confident and they take a lot of pitches, and that's the Cubs' way. White Sox fans will fall in love with the idea of young guys with a lot of talent honing those skills at the major league level.
Bruce Levine, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Not why they call him Pound Cake. Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. A borrower called David after contacting another lender who boasts about having the lowest rates and lowest closing costs because he thought David's competitor's closing costs were excessively high. Well, David compared his loan estimate to his competitor's loan estimate. The interest rate was the same. And then he compared the closing costs, and he realized his definition of low closing costs was drastically different than his competitors because David's closing costs were over $1,000 less than the lender who claims to have the lowest closing costs. So when purchasing a home, you can either work with a lender who talks and talks and talks about low closing costs, or you can work with David, a lender who actually has low closing costs. Then you think of all the things you could do with an extra $1,000 when David's team originates your loan. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License E4358, NMLS 1918.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
You're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom. New drama CBS Saturday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows.
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds. CBS Wednesday or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
There is no crosstalk tonight because we've got Bears All Access at the top of the hour. Looking forward to hearing Zach and Tom Thayer break things down.
And our Jim Miller.
Is it Jim Miller?
And their special guest, Hronis Grasun.
Oh, Hronis. Where do you think you'll fit in?
Do you have a job?
Welcome to this edition of Do You Have a Job?
Tonight, guest Hronis Grasun. Let's see. You used to be the Bears center, but now they have a guy who's a better center than you are, and you don't play any other position. So, let's kick off tonight's game with asking you, do you have a job?
No. All right, Hieronis, we appreciate
thank
you.
Our guest has been Hieronis Grisou.
That's a lot of man in one booth, boy.
Yeah.
Jim Miller and Tom Thayer. Those are two manly men. And then you got Zach right in there as well. So they'll be hanging out for an hour.
I thought this was the time of year where Tom would disappear and do like longboard surfing amongst the orcas or
still
whatever he does.
He's it up, man. He's all about this weather and about this life. Speaking of this weather, how do we have last weekend and then what we got this weekend?
Like, I know you really need me to answer that. You don't need me to answer that.
I know. I'm just saying. I know it's February in Chicago, but come on, man. You can't give me 60s. And then spitting rain, 60s and 70s, and spitting rain, 35 and 40s this weekend.
Oh, deal with it.
I don't want to be making stew or anything like that right now. I want to be grilling. I want to be hanging out, grilling and chilling.
Make yourself a little goulash.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Hungarian paprika.
No, I don't want to do that. I want it to get nice here soon. I'm at the golf show. This feels like I should walk outside, and it should be beautiful weather after I purchase clubs that I'm not going to use for, a couple of months here. And pants. Don't forget about the pants over there. And perfume, as Dave Miskin pointed out. Because you got to have the perfume to go with the pants and the propane.
Yeah, these have been our people today. We've had the guys who walk up and think you can just like start touching our stuff.
Right.
We've had
the starers.
We had the starers. We've had the guys who don't understand the concept of being on the air.
What are you guys giving away over here? I'm talking right now,
and
sir.
And then one guy was like, what's going on with the pass?
Yeah, the brother came over here. Hey, what's happening with the pass? I'm like, I have no idea.
Like, last year you said the pass was going to work on six courses.
And he's like, did you work here last year? I'm like, no, I didn't work here last year. Why are you screaming at me?
I didn't know what he wanted. I was like, what's the frequency, Kenneth?
What's the password?
I don't know.
Well, you got bigger issues, my friend, because we're about 5 minutes away from you. Having to try to locate
my car.
I know it was all fun and games at around 1:15, 1:20 when you said it, but rubber meets the road here soon, Mister Dave. You got any room in the van? Because this man's got no transportation home.
Sure. Texted my kids, saying, you're gonna need a ride to hockey. I don't know where my car is.
Has it come to you yet, or?
I don't know. I'm thinking that
how do you lose your car?
He had to have come the same way we did.
Right. No, yeah. I know. Here's what happens. I'm really good. I have a very strong innate sense of direction.
That's good because I don't.
I get from the ancient hunter gatherers from which we descended that I can. And you know what? Actually, truly, and Miska can understand this because of years of the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are certain intersections in like Oswego that I'll recognize,
really?
And not even having known about or know the name of the street, but something just like smells right. And like, oh yeah, okay.
Just turns into like
behind the jewel over here is where
you
go.
Matrix
yeah.
it up.
And just right. I'm pretty good at that, and I think I'm just betting that I'll be okay.
He's gonna end up over at Gibson's and Rosemont with a glass of wine in front of Matthew.
Da-da-da,
yeah,
da-da-da.
Exactly. I gave up. That's where the spoiled meat comment happened.
Was that the night of...
Yes.
That was the night of the brawl in Detroit, right?
Yeah, the Malice at the Palace. Yep. For people who don't know, there was a time when someone who used to work here saw people walking in together, and one person was of one persuasion.
Didn't approve of the miscegenation right. of the races.
And he screamed out, "Spoiled meat!"
Yep.
And everyone laughed.
Shut it down.
That was so funny.
Tanny's like, all right, that's enough. Yeah. Yeah. Screaming out spoiled meat when you see a couple just having a good night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Right over here at Gibson's and Rosemont.
That was just...
All right, we're gone. It's time for us to go.
Eric Horan, Joel Corey, Sahadev Sharma, and Dan Hayes joined us today. Thanks to everybody at the golf show for having us out. Everybody who stopped by. Big thanks to my personal PGA pro who fixed my putting stroke.
Yeah.
Took him all about 5 minutes. And he just gave me a couple things and everything is all good. Our engineer is Dave Miska.
Lee, three, book it. What a stroke he's got tonight.
Our producers, Nick Shepkowski.
Yeah, there is you're right about your stuff, though.
Yeah.
I will tell you. I mean, you cut to the chase on that. What the hell
did that
was
happen?
That?
Was that an on-air thing today?
I didn't hear it.
Are you turned into a transformer?
Became a Cylon?
Nice. Hey, If Miska could auto-tune my voice and make my thoughts better, I'm all good.
Auto-tune my thoughts.
Make that happen. I'm with that.
The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Since the start of this run in 2004, Jayhawks have won nearly 83% of their conference games. 83.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, and big thanks to Bob from Niles, who we also talked to.
Yeah, nice. Bob, enjoy your weekend, man. Sorry. Sorry you got the news about Elena Deladon last week as well.
He's really unhappy. She's
girlfriend.
So pretty.
Yeah.
And Shelley Fabre, too. All right.
And Billy D. Williams, I think.
Have a great weekend. Wish me luck finding my car.
Yep. The Bernstein and Golf Show signing off. Enjoy yourselves this weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
You to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Yeah, there is better stuff, though.
Yeah,
I will tell you. I mean, you cut to the chase on that.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angel's Memorial.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
This week in music history.
This week in 2002, the Bee Gees made their last ever concert appearance. This week in 2003, 100 people died in a club pyrotechnics accident at a Great White concert. This week in 2009, President Obama honored Stevie Wonder with the Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize. That same week in 2009, Rihanna issued a statement thanking fans for their support after an alleged assault by her at-the-time boyfriend, Chris Brown.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with a Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub? A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police work's like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car.